Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Lawn Care Leaders Podcast. I'm your show host, Britt Dowd. Thank you for joining me today. We have another Intentional Growth Advisors growth nugget for you today. Pretty fun one. My wife was actually chatting with me the other day, and sometimes if you know Brooke, she can get on a roll with telling a story or just getting passionate about a certain topic. And she was just talking about, hey, like, babe, let me explain to you in simple detail the difference in how we view like vision and where we want to go and what we're doing with our life. And I thought this was going to be really, really helpful for you guys, especially if you think like me and you're always knocking down the next building, you're always jumping over the next hurdle, you're always going to the next thing. Brooke does a really good job of just allowing me to see her side of things. Like I said, in a simple way. And so that's what this is. I was like, babe, hold on. Let me just real quick get out my phone, hit record. So audio quality on this isn't going to be great, but I think the content and the meaning behind it is powerful enough to drop it. So hopefully you guys enjoy this. Again, these intentional growth nuggets, they're just meant for you guys to be able to, during your work day, hop on here, listen to this real quick, and just give you something to think about. You know, nothing too meaty, but just something to kind of keep your brain spinning and hopefully sharpen the edges of your leadership and small business. So, hey guys, these Intentional Growth Advisor segments, they are sponsored by IGA, Intentional Growth Advisors. And this is a business that Zach Miller had started and brought me on board with him. And what IGA does is we live and breathe lawn care just like you. So we offer full service lawn care industry specific financial operations coaching package. Our goal is in the name. It's to help you intentionally grow your lawn care business. We are a partner for you and ready to get in the trenches of your business to help you grow. So how do we do that? First, we jump right into learning everything about your business. We clean up your messy, mind-numbing data. We present to you sophisticated like monthly income statements, projections with in-depth analysis, just in an easy-to-read format. Once familiar with you and your business and your numbers, we then offer industry-specific coaching calls and action plans to grow your business. Like I said, we live and breathe lawn care, so we probably have seen your problems before, and we've worked through them ourselves or with our clients. If you've ever wondered when to hire a new tech or how much money to spend on new equipment, whether to lease or buy, how many new clients you need to reach a certain revenue goal, if subcontracting out work makes sense, on and on and on, then we are the growth firm for you. Your business is just too important to go at some of these major tasks without insights and without a sounding board, without a firm grasp of where your business is at financially. These are all areas that we dive into when helping you. So just wanted to lay that out for you guys. Thanks for listening. Please enjoy this growth nugget. Later on this week, we're getting ready to drop a growth segment, which will be a documented episode. And it's just a leadership talk that I gave and Tiago gave to our team. Really, really good stuff. Just powerful around work, being efficient in your work, connecting to your work, and then really pushing through when times get hard. So I think you guys are going to like that. So we'll have this growth nugget, then an Intentional Growth Advisor segment, and then we've got a documented, or not a documented, just an episode interview with somebody that we met with last week. I think you guys are really going to enjoy his story. Pretty inspiring. So got a lot of stuff lined up here for you. So you guys, this is the beginning of the week. I hope you enjoy this show. Hope you make it a great week. And until next time, you guys keep at it.
Okay, so there's two different illustrations. The first one I thought about in the night was me and you are about to cross the street. you are crossing the street to get to your vision or the dream or whatever. But you don't even care to look both ways. You could get your feet, your ankles could go out by a bus, and all you know is one way or another, I have my eye on the prize and I'm getting there. When I cross the street, I have the kids and I'm nurturing and I'm like, okay,
so
girls.
I just bolt and left my family there?
No. I'm like, okay, girls, before we go, did we listen? Did we look? Is there anybody coming? And we hold hands, we make it slow, we go together. So you're ahead of us and we still see you.
Yeah.
We still see you. Dad's up there. He's streaking. He almost got taken out by a bus. He's up there. We're
hold on. Let me get the logistics. So I'm in front of a bus naked.
No.
No,
I'm just saying you don't look both ways.
I'm blazing the trail for you.
Yeah. So then my other illustration is that we're like in a maze.
And this is for what? For like...
Just how our brains work.
Yeah.
And how we can't... It's hard...
For me going to the next thing, to the next thing.
Well, no. It's hard for you to understand how I take longer. And it's hard for me to understand why you go faster.
Yeah.
That's just kind of like how we are. So the next one is we're in a maze.
Yeah.
And you're blindfolded. And I'm like, you keep telling me and you're like, no, Brooke, we're gonna go this way. And a lot of the time you have been correct. And it got us to amazing things. You're like, yeah, no, I can feel it. Come with me, I can feel it. But a couple of those whines and like dead ends, I did since you were blindfolded. Because all you could think about was the vision. Since you were blindfolded, I did veer you a little bit and reroute you to get you there. So I feel like... Now, that doesn't mean that we didn't get to where we are. But still, there has been little things where I just take you a different route of something that you couldn't see.
Because I was so focused on...
Because you were so focused at the end.
Yeah.
And I saw the little twist through the middle of... Which is good. It's probably good. It's a good balance.
Yeah, but you swerved me from some of the risk and...
Well, yeah. Or like... You'll say, oh, babe, you were right about that. I'm so glad that I had the outside perspective because I couldn't see what you could see. But then for the end vision, the thing that's too far away from me, that's like scary for me to reach when you already ran and you're gone, then I'm like, okay, wow, that was really scary, but you got there, you know?
No.
So I feel like it's really weird that I was thinking about that in the night. I was like, how would you put Britt and I's brains like in an art form, you know? Like, to make it make sense.
I think it's a good combination, though.
Yeah, it's crazy. So
I'm glad I hit record as you started the speech.
It's not that... Why?
No, it's good. I'm just recording that.
It's not that we didn't always get to the end. We do. We do get there. I'm not afraid that you can't. I do believe, of all the people in the world... A lot of people would cross the street without looking, and they're going to run into a lot of bad stuff. But
they're going to be naked, run over by a school bus.
But you are so focused and, like, not blinking that you're like, I'm getting there. Everything can get out of the way. I'm getting there.
That
is good.
But it's because I love you, and I think it's the best thing.
I know. And it has gotten us so many places to do so many things that average-income families can't do. But there are, but I look at the middle part, which is the, okay, guys, come here, hold my hand before we cross the street. We're going to look and we're going to listen and we're going to just kind of tiptoe, make sure there's no big red flag. See, that's what I did.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time, When I take 4 months longer or even more than 4 months, I get there. But it takes me a long time to cross because I'm weighing things. I'm listening. I'm checking.
Yeah.
Wait, Britt's already gone. What did he not see back here?
Yeah.
I
think that's what makes you like, because we're in two different roles, right? Like I'm trying to run a business. And now you feel like you're doing a podcast.
Yeah, because you said, you know, we're in two different roles, you know, right?
And then so I feel like I'm running the business, I'm providing, but then your like maternal loving instincts kick in, and that's like being protective and looking out for the family,
yeah,
making sure everybody's safe and secure. So yeah. Like I'm providing and putting food on the table, and you're making sure everybody's safe.
It's not necessarily safe. It's you tell me I'm gone. It worked.
Yeah.
And I know it's going to work. But
you just want to know the path that we're going to take to get there.
Yeah, I want to know wait, there's a roadblock here. Yeah. Coming up in a mile, there's a roadblock, and Britt doesn't see it.
Yeah.
Because he's in his mind, he's already made it over here.
Yeah.
Which.
But if you're going fast enough, you're gonna blaze through the road.
I know. So, but you have to admit, it's give and take. I have to get closer to trusting crossing the street. But if I do see a roadblock, you have to trust that you're blindfolded.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, really, Britt, there's a roadblock and you don't see it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean no. It doesn't mean that oh, that door has closed. It's a new chapter. That didn't work.
Yeah.
It just means, hey, we didn't think this part through. Can we go a different way? I think that happened with some people that we hired where you would go, oh, babe. I should have known you were right on that.
Come on. Not to say I think you're maybe weak.
I don't want to be right, but you see.
No, I get what you're saying. Mimi girl.
Hey guys, this has been another episode of the Lawn Care Leaders Podcast. Our goal here is to add value through key interviews, documented episodes. We want to learn alongside leaders in the lawn care and landscape community, pushing y'all towards margin in your future, in your faith, your family, your fitness, your finances. We are here to serve you guys, and we appreciate you being a lawn care leader. Hang in there. Keep at it. Reach out to us. Leave us a review. And we'll continue to bring you more content just like this. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. Have a great rest of the week.